twice before, bills to require Ohio voters show photo ID when casting ballots in person have been tried, but those proposals have never gotten far, possibly because of opposition from Republican Secretary of State John Houston. In an interview last September, Houston said voters need to have some kind of identification, but he doesn't want to limit it to photo ID.
Photo ID is good, but we should have some other options in the circumstances that people don't have a photo ID. And it's always important to remember, about one out of every three voters votes by mail. So it's really hard to check a photo ID via mail.
But Houston has produced some stats that voter photo ID backers say show that fraud is on the rise. 2 years ago, Houston said 625 so-called voter irregularities were found in the 2012 election, with 135 turned over to prosecutors. And Houston told a congressional committee in February that 436 non-U.S. citizens had registered to vote in Ohio, and 44 of them had cast ballots. Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance says that's evidence that there is what he calls a growing trend of voter fraud in Ohio.
With 28 days of open voting still on the books here in Ohio, there is too much time for those who want to take advantage of our election system to do so.
Members of the Ohio Christian Alliance gathered at the State House to lobby lawmakers to support the latest version of the voter photo ID bill, this time sponsored by Republican Representative Andrew Brenner of Powell. Brenner says if it passes, every Ohioan voting in person must show a driver's license, a state ID card, a U.S. passport, or a U.S. military ID card as proof of identity. Brenner says eight states have strict voter photo ID laws, and he says it's time Ohio joined them.
We've got a very good voter system where we're able to verify at least the voters somewhat in Ohio, but we don't know every single one, and we cannot verify whether or not they are all residents of the state of Ohio. Having a photo ID will be a way to do that.
But the stats that voter photo ID backers use to bolster their argument don't hold water for the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio. Gary Daniels says do the math, and those numbers cited from the Secretary of State from 2012 show voter fraud at 0.002% of 5.6 million votes cast.
You have a better shot of winning the lottery here in Ohio. Those numbers are greater than the people who allegedly engage in voter fraud, because all we have, essentially, except for a couple little numbers here and there, are allegations of voter fraud.
Daniel says a million Ohioans may not have photo ID and could be disenfranchised by a voter photo ID law. Peg Rosenfield with the League of Women Voters of Ohio agrees and says the kinds of voter fraud these backers are talking about would not be prevented by requiring photo ID.
A photo ID will only prevent someone from impersonating another voter. And that's not the case in any of the things, the concerns they raise.
Rosenfield and Daniels back online voter registration as a solution, because a photo ID doesn't prove someone is a qualified elector, but online registration can. But Brenner says he has serious concerns about that.
How would online voting registration stop impersonation? I mean, right now we've got computer hackers getting into the President Obama's personal emails. Who's to say I couldn't fill out tons of fake voter registrations in the state of Ohio online?
Opponents of voter photo ID continue to maintain that it's a ploy to suppress voting among low-income people, college students, and other groups that traditionally have cast ballots for Democrats, and that leaving voting laws alone will stop the confusion that keeps some voters from showing up at the polls. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.